గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్భాగవతం గీతా. ప్లీజ్ కమ్ టు ది టెక్స్ట్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీమద్భాగవతం ఫోర్త్ క్యాంటో 25th చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్ 1. మైత్రే ఉవాచ ఇది సందిశ్య భగవాన్ వారిషదైరభిపూజిత పశ్యతాం రాజపుత్రాణం తత్రీవాంతర్దధేహర. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ది గ్రేట్ సేజ్ మైత్రే కంటిన్యూడ్ స్పీకింగ్ టు విదుర. మై డియర్ విదుర, ఇన్ దిస్ వే లార్డ్ శివ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ ది సన్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ వారిషద్. ది కింగ్ ఆల్సో వర్షిప్ లార్డ్ శివ విత్ గ్రేట్ డివోషన్ అండ్ రెస్పెక్ట్. Finally, Lord Shiva became invisible to the princess. Please repeat translation. Great sage Maitreya continued to speak to Vidura.
Great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura.
My dear Vidura.
In this way,
Lord Shiva instructed the sons of King Varisat. The sons of the king also worshipped Lord Shiva. With great devotion and respect. Finally, Lord Shiva became invisible to the princess. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This chapter contains a great lesson concerning the monarchical kingdom in the days of yore. When King Varisat was considering retiring from the royal duties, he sent his sons to perform austerities in order to become perfect kings for the welfare of the citizens. At the same time, King Varisat was being instructed by the great sage Narada about the material world and the living entity who wants to enjoy it. It is therefore very clear how the kings and princes were trained to take charge of a kingdom. Welfare activities for the benefit of the citizens were aimed at understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The human form of life is especially meant for understanding God, our relationship with Him, and our activities in His service. Because the kings took charge of the spiritual education of the citizens, both the king and the citizens were happy in Krishna consciousness. In this regard, we should remember that the monarchical hierarchy of Prachina Varisa comes from Maharaj Dhruva, great devotee of the Lord, the most celebrated disciple of Narada Muni. King Prachina Varisat was then too much engaged in fruitive activities due to performing different types of yajnas. One can actually be promoted to higher planetary systems or to the heavenly kingdom by performing various yajnas. But there is no question of liberation or going back home, back to Godhead. When the great sage Narada saw that his descendant of Maharaj Dhruva was being misled by fruitive activities, Narada took compassion upon him and personally came to instruct him about the ultimate benediction of life, Bhakti Yoga. How Narada Muni indirectly introduced the Bhakti Yoga system to King Prachina Varisat is very interestingly described in this 25th chapter, 4th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here, Purport Srila Prabhupada says, this is the duty of king, the ruler. At the same time, King Prachina Varisat was being instructed by the great sage Narada, material world and living entity who wants to enjoy it. It is therefore very clear how the kings and princes were trained to take charge of kingdom. Do you understand? They should know, the kings, rulers should know the science of Krishna consciousness, the science of Bhakti Yoga, science of the self of Isha Vijnana, Bhagavat Tattva. They should know. In Gita you will find, Krishna says, in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, in the beginning, Imam vivasati yogam praktavanaham abhyam vivasvana manu vipraha manu ikhvakvya bravit evam parampara praptam imam rajasya vidu svakale niyamahata yoga nashta parantava. Krishna is the source of all knowledge. Veda comes from the Supreme Lord, from the breathing of the... And Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of all Vedas, all Upanishads. Upanishads are the topmost portion of Veda. Veda means knowledge. transcendental knowledge, and it contains all knowledge. Sarvecha vedi aham vidya. Krishna says, Sarvecha vedi aham vidya. In all Vedas, I am to be known. Jasmine gantva sarva eva gantva vishya. Understanding whom, everything is to be understood. If someone can understand Krishna, then he can understand everything. Do you understand? So, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, directly coming out from the lips of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, His Supreme Authority. Veda comes from the breathing of the Lord, but Gita comes directly from the lips of the Lord. Therefore, Gita is one of the best Upanishads, known as Gita Upanishad. There he says, Imam Vivasati Yogam Praktamana Habbayam Vivasvana Manu Vipraha Manu Ikhvakvya Pravit Evam Parampara Prata Imam Rajasya Vidu. Rajasya is the saintly kings, they know it, the science of devotional service, the science of Krishna consciousness. I, many long days ago, instructed this, spoke about this science to Vivasvana, the sun god. Vivasvana Manu Vipraha, then sun god instructed it to Manu, Manu Ikhvakuvya Pravit. Manu instructed to, imparted this knowledge to Ikhvaku. Sun, Manu, Ikhvaku, they are all kings. One dynasty, famous dynasty, this royal dynasty comes from Sun, Surya Vansa. That Lord Ram came in that dynasty as a king. Raghu is the most famous king in that dynasty. Dasaratha, father of Maharaj Ram, Lord Ram, he comes in that dynasty, Surya Vansa dynasty of Sun. Do you understand? So Manu, Vivasvana Manu Vipraha, is also king. Manu rules, that the ruling period of one Manu is called Manmantra. 14 Manus come during one day of Brahma. There are 14 Manmantaras. They rule. The ruling period is called Manmantara. And Ikhvaku is king. They all are kings. Imam Rajasya Vidura. The saintly kings, they know it. They ought to know. They should know. Otherwise, they cannot rule. They cannot maintain citizens. Kings, rulers should know. Why? They cannot be perfect leaders. Naranang Naradhipaham. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Naranang Naradhipaham. I am Naradhipaham. I am king. Naradhipa means king. In human society, who will be king? He should be representative of Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Understand? He should be representative of Vishnu. Otherwise, he cannot be king or ruler. Vishnu's duty is to maintain. Brahma creates. Vishnu maintains. That's his duty, to maintain. And Shiva annihilates. Three deities are in charge of three things: creation, maintenance, and annihilation. And Vishnu maintains. Lord Vishnu maintains. And king's duty is to maintain the citizens. Therefore, king, ruler, should be representative of Vishnu. Otherwise, how can he maintain? But nowadays, there is no monarchy, there is democratic government. Those are rulers, they are not representative of Lord, they are representative of people, local prathinidhi. Isn't it? People vote them. Vote, stand. Yes, vote, majority vote, he rules. They are not representative of Vishnu, they are loka prathinidhi, representative of people. This government is democratic government, by the people, for the people, of the people. Yes, democratic government. They are not representative of Lord Vishnu. They don't know how to maintain. Because Lord Vishnu's duty is to maintain. Unless one becomes the representative of Lord Vishnu, unless one knows Lord Vishnu, how can he maintain? That's the question. He's not representative, how can he maintain? Therefore, the king or ruler ought to know this. Otherwise, he cannot maintain the citizens. So, here it is, therefore, said, at this time, In Prachina Parishadha, being instructed by Krishna Narada, but material world, living entity wants to enjoy it. Therefore, very clear how the king and princess were trained to take charge of kingdom. Therefore, this Rajasaya Vidho, all the saintly kings, they know it and they are being instructed by parampara system. This yoga vijnana comes. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find so many famous kings. Their history, their life history, their activities are described here. This Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, King Prabhu, so many. Rantidev, King Rantidev, Priyabrata Maharaj, so many. These are ideal kings. They are Rajasi, they are central kings, they know the science. They know Bhagavan Vishnu. They are perfect, you see, representative of Lord Vishnu. And they are maintained. And they are instructed. Lord Ram came, his ideal king, his ideal king. Still is going on, Ram Rajya. Ram Rajya. That means kingdom of Lord Ram should be set up. In India, the Gandhi, Gandhi was speaking, yes, is emphasizing, there should be Ram Rajya. There should be Ram Rajya. Ram's ruling, ideal. During the reign of Lord Ram, all were happy, because Lord was ruling. And ideal king, Lord Ram, ideal in all respect. Ideal son, ideal friend, ideal husband, ideal king, ideal father, do you understand? All respect is ideal. He has set up idealism. That was his mission, Lord Ram's mission. He said, I have come, I have designed to set up this idealism. Yes, that is my mission. So, his ruling is ideal, he is ideal king. Gandhi was saying that thing, that Ram Rajya should be established. And Srila Prabhupada, he was working with Gandhi. Yes, he was working with Gandhi. He knows Gandhi very well. When Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, his life completely changed. Then he took up this Bhagavad Gita. Gandhi was holding Bhagavad Gita. Gandhi was speaking from Bhagavad Gita, but Gandhi didn't know the real purport of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada wrote a letter to Gandhi. Oh, you are speaking Bhagavad Gita, now you are teaching, please come and join us if you want to preach Bhagavad Gita. And you want Ram Rajya, that should be Ram's kingdom. But where is your Ram? How there be Ram Rajya without Ram? Where is your Ram? No Ram is there. All Ravanas are there. Demon. It's democracy. It's not democracy, demoncracy. No Ravanas are there. Where is your Ram? How can you set up Ram Rajya without Ram? Prabhupada wrote the letter. Gandhi didn't respond. Do you understand? That's a fact. Unless there is Ram, how there will be Ram Rajya? So Ram was such a king. And who is a king? He's a leader, he's a guru. He must teach. He must teach. Here it is said, they are in charge of, Prabhupada says here. It is therefore very clear how the kings and princes were trained to take charge of the kingdom. Welfare activities for the benefit of citizens were aimed at understanding Supreme Personal Godhead. The human form of life is a special means for understanding God, our relationship with Him and activities in His service. Because the kings took charge of the spiritual education of the citizens. Kings took charge of the spiritual education of the citizens. Both the king and citizens were happy in Krishna consciousness. So, they are in charge of spiritual education. They are leaders, they are teachers, the kings and rulers. They should teach by their own example. Otherwise, how the citizens should be taught? Jajata-atati-sastata-tata-vitarajana sadata-pramanam-kurute-lokastata-anuvartate. Gita. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Jajata-atati-sastata-tata-vitarajana sadata-pramanam-kurute-lokastata-anuvartate. Sastha. Leader, guru, superiors, teachers, they should teach by personal example. Whatever they set up by their personal example, their subordinates, their followers will take it up. Yes, do you understand? It is said, downward filtration theory. Filter, water filter, comes downward. The leader, what leader? King does, ruler does, the subordinates will follow. Yes, he is doing that. He is drinking liquor. He is doing illicit sex. He is doing diplomatic dealings. Why shall we not? Is downward filtration theory coming to the citizens? Yes, they all follow. Where is your example? Idealism. The Lord Ram was very strict. He was ideal king. Therefore, he was teaching, setting up example. Even he banished his dear wife, Sita Devi. Why did so? Sita Devi is just lady, most devoted wife, Sati Patibrata. Patibrata Sati Siromani. Crest jewel of the chest, ladies. Isn't it? And Lord Ram knew, but people of Ajodhya couldn't accept it. Sita remained under custody of Ravan for 12 years. And Lord Ram killed Ravan and rescued Sita. And before accepting, he told Sita, enter into fire. Prove that you are chaste. Your chastity is not polluted. And Sita Devi entered into the fire, came out blazing, more effulgent. That's his chaste. Her chastity was not polluted. And Lord Ram accepted it. Then he came back to Ajodhya, became king. But people of Ajodhya couldn't accept it. Do you understand? And one such incident took place. Wife of a person, a low caste person, one night remained absent from home. The next morning she came back. Her husband didn't accept. No, I can't accept you. You remained away from home one night, so your chastity is in question. I won't accept. She said, why? Our king, Lord Ram, his wife of goddess Sita, stayed 12 years, long 12 years in the custody of a demon, Ravan. She just, I became unchaste only one night staying outside. Why can't you accept me? Lord, our king did it. Yes, that's a question. If king does, why you won't? His teacher. Jajatatrishtrishtatatavitrajana sotapramanamkurte lokastatanuvartate. Definitely. Those are superiors, those are leaders, those are teachers. They should be very, very careful in their dealings. Yes. Otherwise, how can they teach their teachers? They set an example. And that was brought to notice of Lord Ram. Yes, this is there. Yes, that's a very serious question. If I have accepted, these people cannot understand. People of Ajodhya, do you understand? They cannot understand. So to teach them, Lord Ram banished his most beloved wife and just and devoted wife. Banished, yes, is banished. Unless he does so, the people won't accept. And what will take place in this society? Chastity will be polluted, chastity women will be polluted. Yes, therefore he did it. Societal king, yes, because he's a teacher. And he must teach by his example. So the king's duty is that. King's rulers are representative of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu maintains kings as the representative of Lord Vishnu. Their duty is to maintain. Therefore, they should learn this and they should be instructed this science. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find so many ideal rulers are there. Rajabansa Charita, dynasty has been given. Vansanu Charita, a dynasty of the kings also. One dynasty comes from sun god, one dynasty from moon. Chandrabansa, Suryabansa, famous royal dynasties. In this chapter also, he said, what is king's duty? What is king's duty? What is his duty? To rule, to maintain. How to rule and yes. Bhagavata says everything. Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada says, if all the books from the library of the world, all the books, all departments, literature, mathematics, science, geography, history, whatever books are written, all the books will be destroyed from the library of the world, there will be no loss, no harm at all. If only Srimad Bhagavatam is there, everything is there. Bhagavatam is such a shastra. Bhagavata says, this is 4:14:17 verse. You have already discussed. What is the duty of an idea of king or a king? Is the representative of Lord Vishnu who knows dharma, the dharma. You understand? Rajana sadhu mattibhyas chora dibhya pradhanrupaha rakhyan jathavalin grunhani yo prithya cha modate.
Saintly persons continued, when the king protects the citizens from the disturbances of mischievous ministers,
yes,
as well as thieves and rogues, he can, by virtue of such pious activities, accept taxes given by his subjects.
No.
Thus a pious king can certainly enjoy himself in this world as well as in the life after death.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Otherwise he has no right to accept taxes. If he don't do so. You understand? Parikshit Maharaj, first canto, you see. Parikshit Maharaj, idol king. He is a representative of Lord Vishnu. He is a dear devotee. Very dear devotee of Lord Krishna. Do you understand? He knows his duty, what is my duty. Personally, he was instructing his, ministers, other officers, those are working under him. And he himself moves and sees that nobody in his kingdom will do any sinful activity. No. That is king's duty, ruler's duty. Nobody of his, none of his citizens should go to hell. No. If somebody does sinful activity, then he will go to hell. Therefore, the king is responsible for it. Because he has not taken care of him, he has not instructed him and taught him well. Do you understand? Also to perform yogya. Do you understand? Yogya thāt karmana anyatra lokayam karma bandhana. The activities are not done for the pleasure of yogya purush, that is Bhagavan Vishnu Krishna. Then there is reaction. Every action has its reaction. Karma bandhana, then there is karma, reaction of karma will come, then the bondage of work will come. Accordingly, you will get the next birth. You cannot go back home back to Godhead. And the king or ruler must know this thing. And Parikshit Maharaj knows it very well. Therefore, he had strict order. All my citizens do yajna karma. So satisfy Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Do you understand? So karmanatam bhyatsa siddhrimnati manava. That is varnasram dharma. Daivi varnasram dharma. For the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu and Krishna, all activities should be done. Therefore, there is no reaction. Nobody will go to hell. Do you understand me? And personally, you are visiting, seeing, yes, whether some of his ministers are neglecting in their duty or some of the subordinates are neglecting in duty, and whether citizens are not rightly taught or not engaged in yajna karma or not. Anybody is doing any sinful activity. So, one day he saw one person looks like Kshatriya, putting on royal dress, doing sinful activity. What is that? What are you doing? He was beating a cow and a bull. Gomithuna, isn't it? Beating a cow and bull. Cow was crying, shedding tears, very skinny, cannot get bundle of grass to eat. And she had no calf with her. This condition of the cow, bull's four, three legs were broken, one leg standing was difficulty. This first canto, cow is representing Mother Earth, bull represents Dharma. This is the condition of Earth and Dharma in Kali Yuga, isn't it? That person was beating, and Parikshit Maharaj saw it, immediately became angry. Who are you? Kostung! You are doing such thing in my kingdom? You look like a Kshatriya, putting on royal dress, Karmana Advija. But your work says you are not a Kshatriya, not a Dvija, you are a Sudra. You are a Sudra, Dvija. Do you think there is no protector? They are my Praja. Prajayati iti Praja. One has taken birth in my kingdom, he is my Praja, citizen. And not only that the human beings are Praja and the other animals are not Praja. One has taken birth in my kingdom, he is my Praja. That is my duty. I am king, I am taking care of them, I am giving them protection, I am maintaining them. What do you think? They have no protector? Why are you beating? Do you understand? So you are not a Kshatriya, you are a Sudra. Kshatrayate Kshatriya. What is the duty of a Kshatriya? He will give protection. That Kshatriya's duty, he will give protection. Somebody is in danger, the Kshatriya's duty is to give him protection. But what are you doing? Beating them, you become angry. And he drew out his sword to chop off his head. Yes, this is my duty. I must inflict punishment. Aham dandodhara raja. Raja or king has that responsibility, that right also. Do you understand? It's also said in Bhagavatam, Aham dandodhara raja. Esa dharma buddhaṁ sreslokam dharme anubartayan. Guptāca dharma setunāṁ sastātat paripanthinā. 4.16.4. It is spoken about Maharaj Prithu. Esa dharma buddhaṁ sreshto lokam dharme anubartayan. Guptāca dharma setunāṁ sastātat paripanthinā. Yes.
The king, Maharaj Prithu, is the best among those who are following religious principles.
Yes.
As such, he will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles and give those principles all protection. He will also be a great chastiser to the irreligious and atheistic.
Chastiser? Yes, that's his duty. 4.21.22, Lord says, Aham dandadhara raja pradhanam yajojita rakhita vrutita sesu setusu sthapita prithak.
King Prithu continued, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, I have been appointed the king of this planet.
Grace of the Supreme Lord, because he is the representative Lord. He is appointed by majority vote. I am local prathinidhi. I am representative Lord. That we say.
And I carry the scepter to rule the citizens.
Scepter, danda. Yes. Yes.
Protect them from all danger.
Yes.
And give them employment according to their respective positions in the social order established by Vedic injunction.
Yes. That is the duty, to give employment. Why there is unemployment? What is one's, per se, according to one's?
According to their respective positions in the social order.
Varnasram, dharma. Isn't it? Who is a Brahman? He should be engaged in a Brahmanical activity. In whom sattva guna predominates, is natural Brahman. He will do Brahman work. Guna karma vibhagasa, chatrapanya maya srishtam, guna karma vibhagasa. Krishna's order, Krishna says, I have created this four varna and four ashrama. According to guna and karma, in whom sattva guna predominates, they naturally will do Brahman work. And that person should be engaged in Brahmanical activity. That is the duty of a ruler, king. Military department, defense department, he'll be complete on it. What sort of employment it is? In whom rajoguna passion predominates, he is natural Kshatriya. He is Kshatriya, he'll do Kshatriya karma. Accordingly he'll employ. In a raja and passion mixture, then Vaishya. He'll do Vaishya karma, krusi gora akhya vanija, Vaishya karma svabhavaja. He should be engaged in such activities. In tamaguna, mode of ignorance predominates, he is Sudra. Only he will serve other three castes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. That means he is a survival. In Kalau Sarve Sudra Sumbhava. In Kali Juga all are Sudra. No Brahmana, no Kshatriya. Some Vaishyas may be there, all Sudras. Tamaguna, the mode of ignorance. Therefore all say, give us employment, you give us employment. Or unemployed, give us unemployment allowance. And government gives unemployment allowance, cannot employ them. That's great problem. Great problem. Yes, and the government gives so many allowance, so varied of allowance. Invalid old age pension, invalid, one is insane, therefore he gets allowance pension. Insanity, he cannot do anything. Isn't it? So many. Great problem for the government. Heavy pressure. What to do? Someone saying the government was... The leaders were making some arrangement with some companies, a toothpaste company, and telling them, you put some poison on it, then they'll die very soon. And no old age pension we have to give. That's a great problem. Nobody should long stay longer. Their lifespan should not be enhanced. Longevity. The word sort of, how they are maintaining? With the maintainer. So this problem is Kali Yuga, because in Kali Yuga there is no monarchy, there is no representative of Lord Vishnu, they are local prathinidhi, representative of people, and people want to eat stool. Yeah, people want to do self-gratification. So they are making all plans, projects, how people commit more and more sinful activities, isn't it? People commit more and more sinful activities. Yes. Kill animals, eat flesh. People strong people, advertisement. They are not protecting cows, not drinking milk, killing cows and eating beef. And some company there, slaughter houses. And they give so much money to government, all right, government allows. You slaughter and advertise beef people, strong people eat beef. You're very strong and stout and you can do physical strength. What is this? What are they doing? Drinking liquor, wine shop, day and night, 24 hour, open cold wine, come drink, dance, dine. Isn't it? They are allowing liquor, wine, animal killing, eating fish and meat, all sinful activities. If one does sinful activities, he'll go to hell. He'll suffer. Isn't it? Because they don't know. What's their duty? Their duty is to train citizen. They'll impart spiritual education. Here it says. They are in charge of spiritual education. The kings to charge spiritual education to citizens. Unless they are taught. What is the aim of life? What is the purpose of your birth, human birth? Come back to Godhead to develop complete Krishna consciousness. Unless they know they are not Krishna conscious, they don't know Krishna, they don't know Supreme Lord, how can they teach? Andhadhinhi uponiyamanam. They are blind, blind leaders and leading other blind men. Then all of them will fall in a very deep ditch. Yes, andhadhinhi uponiyamanam. They are perfect leaders. Leader must lead. Lead in correct path. Path leads to Godhead. Go back, come back to Godhead. How can they go back? To Godhead. But to which direction they are leading? To hell, isn't it? So this is king's duty. And king's duty is to keep up dharma. Do you understand? Keep up dharma. That's king's duty. Dharma sasthapanathayam sambhavami chuji chuji. Do you understand? Supreme Lord comes, millennium after millennium, to establish dharma. Jadajadahi dharmasya, glanirbhavati bhadva bhyutthano dharmasya tadatmano sujamyam, paritranaya sadhana, vinasaya dhuskrutana, dharma sasthapanathaya sambhavami jugai jugai. Isn't it? So dharmanta sakhyat bhagavat panitam. Dharmanta sakhyat bhagavat panitam. Dharma is established by Bhagavan. Namavidu rusaya, napi deva, na siddha mukhya, asura manusya, kutonu vidyadhara, saranadaya. Sixth canto of Bhagavatam says. 6319 verse. Dharmanta sakhyat bhagavat panitam. Namavidu rusaya, napi deva, na siddha mukhya, asura manusya, kutonu vidyadhara saranadaya. Dharma set up, established by Bhagavan, is known Bhagavata dharma. Isn't it? It's known as Bhagavata dharma, Atma dharma, Parama dharma, Jaiva dharma. That is the universal dharma. Dharma of the soul. Dharma established by Bhagavan is Bhagavata dharma, is supreme dharma. A dharma of the jiva is Parama dharma, Bhagavata dharma. It is not Hindu dharma, or Muslim dharma, or Buddha dharma, or Jaina dharma, or black body's dharma, or white body's dharma, or Australian dharma, or American dharma, or Indian dharma, or Chinese dharma, or Japanese dharma. It is universal dharma, dharma of the soul. Dharma is one. And the king should know dharma tattva. Now there is going on fighting, quarreling, fighting on the subject matter of dharma. And the government rules what? No. What do you say? What country, state?
Secular state.
No, secular state. All dharmas are equal. All right. What is one nonsense? That's also all right. We won't interfere. They don't know dharma tattva. Dharma tu sakhyat bhagat pranitam. Na vai vidurusayana api deva na siddha mukhya asura manusya ಉತನು ವಿದ್ಯಾಧರ ಚಾಣಾಲಯ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ಸ್ 16:19.
Real religious principles are enacted by the supreme personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles, nor can the demigods or the leaders of Siddhaloka, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, Nityaharas and Charanas.
They don't know them. They don't establish them. Then the second Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan. Dharma mula hi Bhagavan sarva vedamaya hari. Smutan tatar vidang rajan jena cha atma pasidati. 7:11:7. Many courses are there. Dharma mula hi Bhagavan sarva vedamaya hari. Smutan tatar vidang rajan jena cha atma pasidati.
Yes. Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge,
yes.
The root of all religious principles,
root of all religious principles, yes.
And the memory of great authorities. O King Yudhisthira, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body.
So, who is the ruler, king, he should know. Dharma tattva, and dharma comes from Supreme Personality Godhead, Bhava Dharma, is meant for one and all. Dharma is one, not more than one. Why there will quarreling and fighting on subject matter of dharma? Hindu, Muslim fighting, and Hindus, non-Hindus fighting, this dharma, Buddhist, Christians fighting, or Jainas, Muslim fighting, what is this? They don't know. Dharma tattva and government, those are ruling leaders, they don't know. They say, yes, secular state, all dharma equal, all right, we respect their constitution,
written constitution,
and violate constitution then will be put into jail, punishment will be inflicted. There was a story, one news came out, one sannyasini was there, do you understand?
Female
sannyasi. Female sannyasi, sannyasini, who remains always naked. Somehow she was cut off in some criminal, she committed in criminal activity. And then she was arrested and brought before magistrate for judgment. She said, I'll go naked to the court. Oh, a sannyasini woman will come naked? Oh, that's my dharma. Her advocate said, pleaded, that's her dharma. And it's a secular state. All dharma is equal. You cannot, this is confusion. You cannot interfere. That's all dharma, to remain naked. Then if you do it, then you violate confusion. All advocate pleaded. The master, oh yes, that's a fact. What sort of dharma it is? Remain naked is dharma. All nonsense is dharma. They don't know dharma, what is the real dharma. The government leaders, this whole trouble comes. All right, it's a little violation, confusion, all right, let her come. Naked, how will come? And there should be, what's that? There's the screens. Only her head should be visible. Nothing will be visible, so such path will be made, and God come to the court. You see, such thing goes on. What sort of rulers they are, how they are ruling, how they are maintaining, how they are teaching, Baba. Yeah, therefore. Itamaneva lokasmin punsang dharma parasmuta bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grahanadivi. This is dharma, universal dharma, this is Kali Yuga dharma. Haranam, 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 eva kevalam kalau nasteva, nasteva, nasteva kathiranyatha. Set up by Supreme Personality Godhead who establishes dharma. Isn't it? This 6:3:22. Etavaneva lokasmin punsang dharma parasmita bhakti yoga bhagavati tannam granadim. 6:3:22. Etavaneva lokasmin, see the verse.
Devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Chanting the holy name of the Lord, yes.
Is the ultimate religious principle.
Ultimate religious principle, yes.
For the living entity in human society.
So? They are ruling human society. They don't know ultimate religious principle chanting, but in some countries it's banned. No, you can't chant. Chant, you put to jail. Yeah, Indonesia is banned. Bali, it is banned. In Russia, it was banned first. Now it's gone, isn't it? Yeah, because these people don't know what the real dharma. And the king or ruler should know, because it should be representative of Lord Vishnu. Narana Naradhipa. Lord Vishnu establishes Dharma. They are not representative of Lord Vishnu, they are Loga Pratinidhi. They are representative of the people. Such Kali Yuga going on. So you can see so many things are one who violate the principle of Dharma, rather that is the duty of the king or ruler to inflict punishment. Or one who is following Dharma, where it is, that he'll be put into jail. Hey, why are you chanting? Stop chanting. No, nobody should chant here. Banned here. He'll put into jail, isn't it? Sometimes this devotees go to airport, chant, police come. Hey, stop! No chanting. What is this? Isn't it? Yes, some people, devotees also were arrested and put in jail also. Yes, isn't it? Yes. Because they don't know. Therefore, 4.16.4, Prithu Maharaj says, this is the duty, protect dharma, the duty of the king and the ruler. Esa dharma bhutan sreshto lokam dharma anubartayan, gupta ta dharma setunam, shasta tat paripanthinam. 4.16.4.
The king, this king,
Prithu, speaks Maharaj about Prithu. Yes.
Is the best amongst those who are following religious principles. As such, he will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles.
Engage everyone in pursuit of it. You should see all the citizens are pursuing religious principles, following religious principles. That is the duty of the king. Then they will never commit any sinful activity. They will never go to hell. This king's duty. If somebody commits sinful activity, goes to hell, then king or ruler has not done his duty. He is responsible for it. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj said, this is my duty. I am strictly following and saying none of my citizens will commit any sinful act. Who are you committing this thing? Beating a bull and cow. They are my praja. That's my duty. I am their protector. Do you think they have no protector? Why are you committing this thing? This is my duty. I'll cut off the top of your head immediately. If I won't do, I'll fall down my position because I didn't do my duty. I'll lose my faith in Sukruti. I'll fall down. Yes. Parikshit Maharaj says, first canto. What is that? Immediately, so chop up. He was Kali Yuga. He was Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means Sudra. His activity is a karmana of dvija. Your activity shows that you are not a dvija, you are Sudra or dvija. And he saw, oh, you won't spare me, he'll cut off my head. Therefore, he took off his garment and then he noticed you are Sudra. Said, I am Kali Yuga, I have come here. My time has come. But I couldn't find a place to. Kali means adharma, pap. Irreligion and sinful activities, Kali. Adharma or pap, adharma or bandha. But everybody is strictly following the principle of dharma in your empire, kingdom, or ruling. Nobody breaks the principle of religion. Nobody commits any sinful activity. So there's no place for me. I am just creating a place and you got me. Then he begged, all right, give me a place where to stay, isn't it? And that is the duty of a kshatriya. If somebody will take shelter, surrender, he will not kill him, he will give him shelter. Then Parikshit Maharaj gave four places. Jivtam panam striya suna jatra dharma chaturvidha. These four places he gave. Jivtam, where gambling is there. Gambling is a sinful activity. That is your place, Kali. Pana, wine, liquor, drinking, pana, smoking, dhumrapana, nishapana, drugs, all come under this intoxication. That is your place. It's going on rampant, isn't it? Especially in this Western one. Big signboard, open market. Yes, open. All should go, isn't it? Commit sinful activity, go. Let them go to hell. Who knows? The ruler doesn't know. Do you understand? That I am responsible for this, that if somebody goes to hell, my duty is that nobody will commit any sinful activity. All should follow the principle of dharma and go back home, back to Godhead. Engage in yajna karma. But they don't know that duty. Dvidam paana striyaha, illicit sex. Isn't it? Illicit sex going on. The free sex in your Western country is free sex. Your rule, constitution is like that, isn't it? Nobody can say, hey, why are you doing like that? Nobody can say. Your constitution is like that? I heard. I don't know. Somebody's told me. Yes, constitution in America told me. Yes, constitution is like that. You can't say, hey, why are you doing that? You can't say. Then you violate constitution. Constitution, free sex. Yeah. Anybody, any man, any boy, embraces golf pieces in the public place, in the airport, in market, any place, isn't it? This is hell, 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 my stone wall, yes. You can say, hey, what are you doing? No, you can't. This is goes on by name of civilization, Baba. Civilization, no. Goes on by the name of civilization. What's of civilization? Is his language dog civilization? His language, my guru's language. What civilization is it? Dog civilization, not God civilization. Dog civilization. You're leading life dogs and horse. Dogs sinfully enjoy sex and broad delight in the express highway. And you are doing the same. Yes, a dog civilization. It's not God's civilization. God's civilization restricted. No illicit sex. No. And he goes on. This is all you commit. Seems like you go to hell. And there was a ruler. He don't know that he's responsible for it. He don't know it. He's doing it. Huh? Illicit sex. Dhritampana, striyasunasana. Animal killing. Opening slaughterhouse. Huh? Killing animal, eat flesh. Big sign. Butcher shop. Big signboard there. Butcher shop. They don't know, government allows. They don't know. What is my duty? The ruler. So, as Bhagavata says, this is duty of the king and ruler. One who violated religious principle, what says, sastra tat paripantina, I'll inflict punishment on him. Prudhumara says, pursue religious principle, or make all my citizens pursue it, follow it. If somebody will violate religious principle, I'll inflict severe punishment. Sastra tatpari pandira. Sastra means punishment. So, nowadays not going on. What sort of ruling is there? Democracy is democracy. Yeah. Because they are not the representative of Bhagavan Vishnu. They are loka pratinidhi. Governed by the people, of the people, for the people. Yes, it's written to the people. People want it. If you want to install, if you want to go to hell, also we are doing. Otherwise, you cannot get bought. Yes? What sort of? Who is the religious king? 4.14.18. Jasya rastre purechaiva bhagavan jagyam purusa ijyate svena dharmena janir varnasamaniti. That purpose of varnasam dharma should be set up. Unless a ruler becomes Vaishnava, how can he set up this thing? He don't know it. Bolo. That's required. That's required. As is scientific. This is scientific division. According to one's guna and karma, he must naturally act. In whom sattva guna is predominated, naturally you act as a Brahman. He'll do Brahman work. Natural. Prakrute kriyamana ninguni karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma kartang hungiti manyate. He does it. Prakriti kriyamana. Prakriti does. Nature. Isn't it? It's jiva door. Jiva bole ami kori satya noy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahajana. Jiva bole ami kori se satya noy. Jiva ki korite pare tumi na korile asa matra jiva kore tobo ichha bole. The jiva says, I am door, I am door. Are you door? Hey, satya, that's not true. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jiva bole ami kore sai satya noy. Jiva says, I am God. No, you are not God. That is satya noy. That is not true. Oh Lord, unless you do, what a jiva can do? Tumi na korile jiva ki korite pare? Asa matra jiva kore tabo ichha bole. Man supposes, God disposes. Unless it's sanctioned by Supreme Lord, even a blade of grass will not shake. Isn't it? Madhvayad bhati bhatvayam sujyastapati indra varsati agnir dahati mrityusarati madhvayad. Third kind of Bhagavata. Kapila Dev says, Lord Kapila, fearing me, executing my order, sun gives heat and light. Sujyastapati. Indra varsati vayu bahati. The wind blows, fearing me, carrying out my order. Indra rains, Indra Dev, Agni Dahati, fire god burns, Mrtu Sarathi Madhvayat, Jamarad moves in form of death, carrying out my order. So, do you understand? Jiva bole ami kurite satya noy. Jiva ki kurite pare tumi na korile. Asa matra jiva kore tava ichha bole. The jiva says, I am door, I do. That's not true. Oh Lord, unless you do. I jiva tiny, jiva can do. Man supposes, God disposes. પ્રકૃતિ ક્રિયમાણાની ગુણીકર્માણી સર્વસ્વહંકાર વિમૂઢાત્મા કર્તા હું તે મન્યતે ગીતા. પ્રકૃતિ મેટેરિયલ નેચર ઇન કન્ડિશનલ સ્ટેટ, મેટેરિયલ નેચર ઇઝ એક્ટિવ, ઇઝન્ટ ઇટ? પ્રકૃતિ ક્રિયમાણાની દેટ મોડ ઓફ નેચર પ્રિડોમિનેટિંગ એકોર્ડિંગલી વન ડઝ. આઈ સે સત્વ ગુણ મોડ ઓફ ગુડનેસ ઇઝ પ્રિડોમિનેટિંગ નેચરલી હી લાક્ટ એઝ બ્રાહ્મણ. દેટ એક્ટિવિટી ઇઝ ડન. કન્ડિશનલ સ્ટેટ મેટેરિયલ નેચર ડઝ, isn't it? And material nature does under discipline prakriti. Maya adhyakhana prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Isn't it? Maya adhyakhana prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Under my superintendence, material nature acts. Material nature is not independent. Under superintendence, Supreme Lord, that means He does. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jiva bale ami sei satya nahi. Jiva says, I am Lord. That's not true. Unless you do, O Lord, how Jiva can do? આશા માત્ર જીવ કરે તો ઈચ્છા ભલે. મેન સપોઝ ઇઝ ગોટ ડિસ્પોઝ ઇન લિબરેટેડ સ્ટેટ, ઇન કન્ડિશનલ સ્ટેટ મેટેરિયલ નેચર વર્ક્સ, ઇઝન્ટ ઇટ? પ્રકૃતિ ક્રિયમાણાની અહંકાર વિગુણાત્મા કરતા હું તે મને તેઓ હુઝ ફોલ્સ ઇગો ઇઝ વેરી ગ્રેટ, હી સેઝ આઈ એમ ડોર, આઈ ડુ ધીસ થિંગ, વોટ વિલ યુ ડુ? ડુ યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ? યુ કેનોટ લિફ્ટ યોર હેન્ડ બાબા, ઇઝન્ટ ઇટ? ઇફ સુપ્રીમ લોર્ડ હુ ઇઝ દેર ઇન ધ ફોર્મ ઓફ પરમાત્મા ઇન યોર હેન્ડ in your heart, he is inculcating some strength to you. Shakti sanchar. Therefore you are moving, you are doing this and that thing, I am door. If you withdraw that strength, that is merciful strength. Kripa vada. Merciful strength. Withdraws, then paralysis, paralysis. Cannot move, cannot even lift his hand, Baba. Where is your strength? Do now. Isn't it? Sometimes they say demigods, they become very proud of their power. They have been given some controlling capacity by Supreme Lord. They become, they say, oh, I can do this thing. They become very puffed up, proud. To crush their pride, sometimes Supreme Lord appears and crushes their pride. Such thing happened. And Supreme Lord appeared in a wonderful jaksha form. That's in Upanishad. Nobody can understand the king of heaven, Indradev. So who is this wonderful creature? I cannot understand. Who is that? So he sent Agnidev, Vayudev, fire god and wind god. Please go and examine who is he and report it to me. So Agnidev went there. Wonderful Jakya, Supreme Lord in the form of wonderful Jakya. Agnideva asked, who are you? So Jakya asked, who are you? I am Jato Veda, Jato Veda. I am fire god. Oh, you are fire god. Oh, very great. Yeah. What can you do? I can burn anything to ashes. Oh, you can burn anything to ashes? All right. Then he put a tiny grass of, tiny piece of grass, all right, burn it, burn it, burn it. He applied, fire god applied all his strength, but cannot burn it. Where is your strength? You can burn anything to ashes, why you cannot burn a tiny piece of grass? He hung down his head and went back. And he put it, oh, I cannot understand, Viji. So where is your strength, Baba? Why you are so pumped up? I am door, I can do this thing. You are door, Acha. What can I do? Then wind god went there. Wind god asked, who are you? Then Jakya asked, who are you? I am Matarishwa, I am wind god. Oh, you are wind god. Very great. Oh, yes. What can you do? I can blow anything. Anything, blow away. Oh, you have such strength. Oh, yes. All right, blow it up. Tiny piece of grass. The Supreme Lord form Jakya would blow it up. He applied all his force, even great, great trees are uprooted, but the tiny grass is not shaking at all. Oh, where is your strength? Then he hung down his head, went back. Oh, I can say. So, Jiva bole ami kori tai satya noy. Jiva says, I am door. That's not true. Says door. Tumi na korile jiva ki korite pare, asamatra jiva kore, tumi chapal. Oh Lord, unless you do what a tiny jiva can do, Man supposes, God disposes. He's the ultimate self-serving already. Anumanta. Anumanta pudrasta bharta bhokta maheswara. Says in Bhagavad Gita, I am Anumanta, ultimate sanctioning authority. Bharta, bhokta, I am maintainer, I am enjoyer. Krishna says. The jiva coming to the material world, I am door, I am maintainer, I am enjoyer. You are maintainer? Yes, I am maintaining my family, I am maintaining this Australia, I am an Australian governmental head. Maintaining, you are maintaining, isn't it? I am maintainer, I am enjoyer. Yeah. Krishna says he is maintainer, he is enjoyer. And he is ultimate sanctioner. Anumanta, padrashta, bharta, bhokta, maheswara, supreme lord. You understand? So all who will be ruler or king is to know this, is to know supreme lord, Vishnu. Because he should be the representative of Lord Vishnu, otherwise he cannot maintain. You should know why there is unemployment. You should know what is one position, what mode of nature is predominating, in what work he will be employed. Oh, goodness is predominating. He should be employed in Brahminical activity, so give him employment. Passion is predominating. He should be employed in defense department, fighting, police department, all this administrative department. He should be employed. So person, give him employment. Raja Thama, mode of ignorance and mode of passion mixture, he'll do Vaishya work. Activity of Vaishya, Krushi Gura Kya Vanija, cow protection, business, banking, Vaishyas do. So in those work, they will be employed. In whom Tamaguna, mode of ignorance predominating, he cannot do anything. He will only serve. Do you understand? Serve the three higher castes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. He should be engaged. Do you understand? So this is engagement, employment. And the government's duty, king's duty, ruler's duty is to give employment. Why there will be joblessness? Why? Why unemployment? And why such demanding such unemployment allowance now? Government leaders think, demanding so much. So let them die, let them die, let them die. doing diplomatic dealings with some toothpaste company, put some poison, let them use it to die, their lives can be shortened and die, otherwise they'll get a diagnosis and demanding allowance, unemployment allowance. You don't know how to then. And this is the duty of the king and ruling chief, ruler, how to give employment according to Varnanda some order. Then that is to be set off. They don't know. You read that 4:14:18? Just rashtri prechaiva bhagavan jagya purusa ijyate svena dharmya janeir varna svaniti.
The king is supposed to be pious in whose state and cities the general populace strictly observe the system of 8 social orders of Varna and Ashram,
Varnasam Dharma,
where all citizens engage in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their particular occupations.
Then Supreme Lord becomes satisfied. Isn't it? His next verse, 19th verse. Tasya rajya mahabhago bhagavan bhuta bhavana paristushyati viswatma tishtoto nijasasane. Yes.
O noble one, if the king sees that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original cause of the cosmic manifestation, and the supersoul within everyone is worshipped.
Is worshipped, yes.
The Lord will be satisfied.
Lord will be satisfied. Then, tishtoto nijasasane. The king or ruler who does so, set up varnasram dharma, daivi varnasram dharma, Lord who is there in the heart of Paramatma, Lord Vishnu, is satisfied through the activities, occupational duties of the citizens, then that king or ruler will remain in his position. Yes, otherwise he will be driven out. Yes, he will be driven out. Yeah, they are not maintaining this thing, therefore, driven out. There is revolution. Drive him out. Let other party come and rule. How many years in India? We have 5 years. Here? 3 years. So if do something good, nice for citizens, there maybe Paramatma is not satisfied, not setting Brahman Dharma. Paramatma is their heart of every living entity. So, some may continue for 5 years or 3 years, but may not continue, they're driven out. Some are so dead also, yes, because the Supreme Lord is not satisfied. The Bhagavad says, you see. So, this is the representative, because king or ruler, representative of Lord Vishnu, or Jagya Purush, and they should know Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu's duty is to maintain, and king's duty, ruler's duty is to maintain nicely citizens. And then Lord will be satisfied and he will continue as king, otherwise he will be driven out. Therefore, it's very clear how the kings and princes are trained to take charge of the kingdom. Welfare activities for the benefit of citizens are aimed at understanding Supreme Personal Godhead. The human life is especially meant for understanding God, relationship with Him, and our activities in His service. Because the kings took charge of spiritual education of citizens, both the king and citizens were happy in Krishna consciousness. That means the duty of the king or the ruler is to inculcate Krishna consciousness into his citizens. Both king and the citizens should be Krishna conscious. Then they are all happy. All happy. And during the regime of Lord Ram, the regime of these ideal kings mentioned in Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Prutha Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Maharaj Rantideva, Satyabrata Maharaj, they are all Krishna conscious persons. And they are inculcating Krishna consciousness into the citizens. They are raising, they are happy. Yes, Lord Ram, yes, do you understand? Lord Ram's raising, there is no untimed death, no disease, no scarcity, do you understand? No revolution, peaceful, yes. The peace and prosperity were maintained because Lord is ruling, ideal king. For Lord is ruling according to principles of religion. And do you understand? It is said that when Lord Ram went back to Ajodhya in the spiritual world, he took everybody, all living entities there in Ajodhya. Ajodhya in the spiritual world, yeah. Nobody went to hell. Nobody went to hell. So slowly. And that's the duty of the king. None of his citizens should go to hell. They will also follow strictly principle of religion, dharma, do jagya karma, thereby go back and back. King, don't do this thing. Then he is responsible for that. And citizens are committing pap, sinful activities, and that is the rule, principle of religion, that 1/6 of their sinful reactions will go to the head of the king, the ruler. And 1/6 of his pious activity, because of his pious activity, result of pious activity, he has become king or ruler. And he will reduce 1/6. Yes. We don't do this duty. And they should know. And they are completely ignorant. They don't know this thing. This education should be imparted. Both king and the citizens should be Krishna conscious. King and the citizens were happy in Krishna consciousness. Yes. Therefore, Narada Muni came to instruct Prachina Parishad what he is doing. He comes in dynasty of Dhruva. And Dhruva is a very dear devotee of Narada Muni. Do you understand? And that is the aim, that is the goal of rarely achieved human bhava. Rarely achieved human bhava, that is the goal. Labdha sudravidam bahusambhavante manusya marthada manityam apiya dhira. Bhagavad says repeatedly, labdha sudravidam bahusambhavante manusya marthada manityam apiya dhira. After undergoing lots of spaces, one gets this rarely achieved bhava, human bhava. You should understand this. You should understand this. This human birth is rarely achieved birth. Rarely achieved. Already undergone lakhs of other species. 80 lakhs other species are there. Already undergone birds, beasts, reptiles, insects, germs, worms, aquatics. He has given you human birth. It is rarely achieved. Durlabha manusa janama. What is the purpose of the rarely achieved human birth? It is not the purpose of the human birth. Rarely achieved human birth. To work like an animal, a dog or hawk, to fulfill the demands of the body. There are 4 demands of the body, eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Ahara, nidra, vaya, maithunam. Isn't it? A dog also, hog also, eating, sleeping, defending, mating. A worm in sitting, sleeping, depending and mating. And you do the same. Getting real, that's a human birth. What is the difference between a worm and this tool and yourself? Kruminam kyabantaram. Bolo. Bolo. No difference. The worm in the stool does. Eating, sleeping, depending, mating, and you are engaged in the same thing. Similarly, like a dog and hog in the, and broad daylight and the express highway. Isn't it? Eating, sleeping, depending, mating. But this human birth is not meant for that. Human birth really achieved birth. And you are placed in a superior level of consciousness. Question of consciousness. You are situated in a superior level of consciousness. And Lord has given you this thing of giving you human birth. There are five levels of consciousness. Avrita chetana, sankuchita chetana, mukulita chetana, vikachita chetana, purna vikachita chetana. This is science. This is science, spiritual science. Cover consciousness, sunken consciousness, budding consciousness, blossoming consciousness, completely blossoming consciousness. Completely blossoming consciousness is complete Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Prabhupada says, both king and citizens were happy in Krishna consciousness. The king should be complete Krishna conscious and will make his citizens Krishna conscious. That is his duty. Otherwise, where is the question of happiness? That is duty. All 84 lakhs of species come under the high level of consciousness. There are 80 lakhs of other species, other than human species. They all come under true level of consciousness. It covered consciousness and sunken consciousness. And they cannot raise the level of their consciousness higher than that. No opportunity is available for them. But when you get human birth, opportunity is available to you. You can raise your level of consciousness to the highest level of consciousness, that's completely blossoming consciousness, that's complete Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the goal or purpose of realized human birth is to develop complete Krishna consciousness. What is complete Krishna consciousness? What is that? What is that? Bolo. Krishna says, Jamam kasyati sarvatra sarvam samai pasyati tasyam na prasyami satame na prasyati. This is complete Krishna consciousness. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, he is not out of my sight, I am not out of his sight. He sees me, I see him. To see Krishna everywhere and see everything in Krishna, that means everything is related to Krishna. Every jiva, everything, whatever you see and find, is related to Krishna. It's all Krishna's. It's Krishna samanda. It's the relationship of Krishna. This is complete Krishna consciousness. King should be complete Krishna conscious and teach its citizens to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, what is the question of happiness? Everything is Krishna's property. Yes, related is Krishna's. You say, mine. My home, my heart, my property, my land, my country, my wife, my son, my daughter, my friend, my this and that. Jinasya mohoyam ahamameti. I and mine is delusion. Therefore you suffer. What is Krishna's, you say, mine? Great criminal, yes. What is Krishna, you say, mine? It's a great criminal, isn't it? Such crime you are committing, you deserve punishment. You deserve punishment. Yes, criminal deserve punishment. You deserve punishment. Therefore, Maya has created this prison house for you. You are put here. This prison house. Maya Krita Karagar, this material world. Material world is Maya Krita Karagar. A Karagar, a prison house created by Maya for these criminals. Those who say Krishna's property mine. For them, Krishna is Supreme Lord, Krishna is maintainer, Krishna is enjoyer. And you say, I am maintainer, I am proprietor. One who has property is a proprietor. Isn't it? One who has property is a proprietor. What property you have? You have any property? You have no property. But you say, yes, I am proprietor. In my home, my heart, my landed property, my country, my nation. I am the monarch of all I survey. Yeah. Isn't it? You're all mine. Rascal. It all belongs to Krishna. Isavasyam idam sarvam. Isarasya idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Isa. It is Supreme Lord. Aham sarvasya prabhavam atta sarvam pravartate. Iti matta bhajantemam buddha bhavasamannita. Gita, Krishna said. I am the source of all manasad. Everything has emanated from me. Source. Is everything Krishna's property. Krishna is the sole proprietor and only proprietor. You say you are proprietor. Yeah. Is it my property? Yeah. Is Krishna's property, you say mine? Great criminal. You deserve punishment. Therefore Maya has created this prison house and you are imprisoned here. Punishment is inflicted on you. As birth, death, old age, disease. That is punishment. Inflicted. Because of this crime you have committed. If you develop complete Krishna consciousness, no more punishment, none. You are released from the prison house. Isn't it? You are released from the prison house. Go back to Godhead. This is the goal of the rarely achieved human birth. And if the ruler or king, he should be Krishna conscious, complete Krishna conscious person. And inculcate Krishna conscious on his citizen. Then there is happiness and peace, bliss, happiness and prosperity. Oh, well, you should understand this. This is Krishna consciousness. All right, let me stop here. But my lecture is not complete. It will take more than 2 hours or 3 hours. So I think I'll continue in the evening. Other points are there. Thank you very much.